Okay, today's daf is daf mem dalet. Erevin daf mem dalet. Today we're back to Maseches Erevin. Yesterday we were able to learn about a lot of different things. Today we're back to the nitty gritty of Maseches Erevin. Here we go. A little of sukkah, but let's start with, we're up to the Nehemiah. Nehemiah, about six or seven lines up on the bottom. We just had the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Gamliel had looked through this shofaris to be able to see how close they were within the tzum, and the Gemara had quoted a number of cases where you wanted to check the measurement of something, and he had these types of the Gemara told you how to check them. So the case of how tall the tree was and how deep the pit was, etc. Says the Gemara now, Nehemiah b'rei d'rei chariloi mashchatei shmeitza. Nehemiah was learning, and mashchatei shmeitza, he was osik in the sugya, he was learning, as we had a couple of days ago, on Daf Lamed Tes, that sometimes, you know, like, somebody walks outside the tchum, people might say, he was a Talmid Chacham, he was osik in his sugya. So too, Nehemiah was walking outside, and by mistake, he was thinking and learning, and he walked outside the tchum. So what does he do now? The halacha is, as we know, if you walk outside the tchum, you're stuck. You can only walk dalet amos. You're a kodesh vis in your own city. So if you walk outside your tchum, you're stuck. Enough achus l'tchum. Amar le Rav Chisda Rav Nachman. Nehemiah talmid achshari b'tzar. Rav Chisda says to Rav Nachman, your talmid is sitting there b'tzar. He's all alone. He's outside the city. He's hot. He can't move. Do something for him. Rav Chisda did not do something for him. And the Gemara is going to ask why, what was his suffix. But Rav Chisda did not. Omar lo, says Rav Nachman, asay lo mechitza shel bnei adam v'yikanes. Make for him, obviously he's in the middle of nowhere now, right? So there's nothing around him. So you can't make for him a mechitza of people and bring him in, let him enter in. So what do you mean? That means bring a bunch of people and surround him. And the Shulchan Aruch says that they should be within where this is quoted. Shulchan Aruch says, you surround the people that should be within three tachim of each other, lovehood, and in that way, you'll be able to create a mechitza, and in that way, he'll be able to come in. As long as have the mechitza come within a certain distance, either overlap, or as we'll see, at least within maybe two tachim, two amos of the old tchum, and then he'll be able to come back into the tchum. This is even quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you can make a mechitza. We'll talk more about this in a little bit. By kol otzim mechitza, you can make a mechitza with anything. Bekelim, beukafos, with saddles. Beitchel erev, beitchel shesi. We talk about this at the end of the first parak. Ubelvad, as long as there's not three tachim within each item. V'yafilu bevali chayim, even people. Ubelvad. Even animals, as long as they're tied down. As long as they're within three tzvachim of each other. The Bir Halacha has an interesting discussion here. He quotes the Bach that why should they have to be within three tzvachim of each other? Each person is an amma wide. That's the assumption. If a person is an amma wide, so even if you have more than three tzvachim of each other, it's omen rubala parts. And therefore, you should be able to have more space in between. So the Magen Avraham doesn't like it. He says because you're going by the legs of people, you're not going by the width, by the middle of people. So then each leg is skinnier than an amma. So maybe that's why you need three tefachim. It's all discussion here in the Bir Halacha. The Tosefta Shabbos gets involved. Vitzorach Iyun. The Bir Halacha ends off Vitzorach Iyun. You know how much distance you're allowed to have in between. But either way, this is called mechitza of people. Another usage of people on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. So that's his suggestion. So that's the big issue. What about creating mechitzas on Shabbos? If you remember earlier on Daf Mem Beis and Aleph, we had a discussion of Shavas Bebika, if you were in a Bika, and all of a sudden a Nachrim came by and made a mechitza around you. So the question is, how do you put together these three sugyas? The case in the Mishnah, A, which is a case where you were physically taken out of your tchum for a certain reason, and you end up within a different tchum, case A. Case B on Daf Mem Beis and Aleph, where you were in a Bika and they created this mechitza on Shabbos, with there's a machlokas about how far you have to walk, how much you let it throw. And this case, which we'll see, the Gemara accepts this idea of creating a mechitza with people. So that's the question. So according to you, how did those people get outside the tchum? Good question. So that's a detail which the Rishonim discussed, and that means they must have made an error to that direction. So they made an error to that direction, so that's why they're out. But it's a good kasha. When you read the Gemara, you're like, how'd they get out? You have to read some of that. I forgot, what did the Rishonim say? That they made an error to that direction. I think it's a Rashi later on. But the question is, how do you put all these three Gemaras together? So the Ritva here and the other Rishonim, based on it's an earlier Rashi also. If you remember back to Rashi and Membezim and Aleph, Rashi already said regarding the case of Shavas Babika, Rashi said this is even according to Rabbi Gamliel, who says that in the Mishnah it's okay if you're put in a different tchum outside where you are. Rabbi Gamliel would agree that in this case of the Asiyas Mechitzas on Shabbos, it's worse. Why? Why is it worse? Says the Ritva over there on Daf Membeis. Well, Rashi already had said there, because over there at least you were. It's not your fault. You were ba'ones. Your bodies, you were put outside your tchum. So therefore, we're makel to allow you to have this new shvisas tchum in the new mechitza where you're in. So that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says on Daf Membeis and Aleph. It appears that whole Gemara is not like Rabbi Gamliel, but then he says no. Rashi kasa dafi lo liyuv the Gamliel. Why? V'yad kalu kavar Rabbi Gamliel shim nasu b'dir v'sar shemalachas kula. When does Rabbi Gamliel allow you to walk in the whole new tchum that you're put into? Ela kashosiu chutz mim komo shenek rashvisa so harishona, where your new shvisa is you're not in your new your original shvisa anymore. So then hikilo la vlesi lo shvisa acheres. Then you can have a new shvisa. You're outside your old tchum. So therefore we'll give you a new shvisa. But what happens, Menachem, in that case of you're in the field, you're exactly where you started off Shabbos. You were Kona Shvisa here at Dalet Amos. All of a sudden, there's a new tchum around you. So that doesn't, the new tchum doesn't ruin, the new mechitza doesn't ruin your old tchum. You're exactly where you started on Shabbos. So the kula that Rabbi Gamliel allows is only where you're not where you are anymore. So that's why it's allowed. So said the Ritva there, and so too in our case of Nechemya, because what happened with Nechemya? First of all, it wasn't his fault. He walked out, he was Osik Bishmaitza, and number two, so it wasn't a case of Mazin, and number two, he's not in his chum anymore. So it's similar to the case of the Mishnah. So that's Rabbi Gamliel says the Ritva, this is all according to the Jesus of Gamliel. And we could all paskin like all these cases, because the case of the Asiyas Nachrim is different than the other two cases. The Baal Amar does not like this. The Baal Amar thinks it's a Machlokas. The Baal Amar thinks that according to that case about the Nachrim would be Deloka Rabbi Gamliel. That's like Rabbi Yeshua. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, the way we pass in, all the cases would be Mutter, even in that case. Okay, so that's what Machlokas, we showed him how to read the Gemara. So says the Gemara again. So Nechemya was outside, and Rav Chisda says to Rav Nachman, well, your Talmud is Bitzar, what are you going to do? So he says, make a Mechitza of people. Yasser Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Achori Derava. Yasser Rav Akabe Derav Nachman. So Rav Nachman was behind Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak was sitting in front of Rav. Vamalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeRava. Why can we buy Rav Chisda? What troubled Rav Chisda in that he didn't come up with this solution? There was obviously something that he didn't like about it, and he was mesupik about, and that's why he had to ask Rav Nachman. So says the Gemara, Ilema. There are two choices here. What bothered him and what he was mesupik about. Ilema bidemalu gavrei askidan. Did we have enough people? Did he have enough people to get a circle, a mechitza, to get within two amos of the tchum? Did he have enough people for that? The kami boili, and therefore the only suffix is hal hilchasa karebe gamliel. Oh, ein halacha karebe gamliel. And the halacha is, do we pass like karebe gamliel? Because That's can you go into a new mechitza on Shabbos, like in the Mishnah? Was that his suffolk? O Dilma, or maybe the question was no. Bidilo malu gavri askinan. Maybe the question was that he didn't have enough people to get him back within the first case was that he had enough to get him into the tchum, but the question was, is halacha like Rabbi Gamliel or not? Or, no, he didn't have enough people to get him back all the way to the tchum, but he had enough people to get him within two amos of the tchum. And the question is, the question is, that in later on in the Mishnah, on Daf Nun Beis, we're going to have the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that at the end of your tchum, you always have a two amma leeway. You always have a two amma leeway at the end of your tchum. For whatever reason, we'll get to the svaras when we get there. But either way, so if you have your two amma leeway, so then all you need is to have enough people to make a mechitza to get within two amos of the tchum. So that's the question. Do we hold like Rabbi Eliezer? So that's the question. That's the question. The Gemara says, what was his suffix? Says the Gemara, pshita b'dolo mali gavri askinon. It must be that his question was the latter, that he didn't have enough people to get within the tchum. It was within two amos, and the question was, is the lachar Rabbi Eliezer? Why? The isakalada b'dolo gavri askinon. Because if he had enough people, so mighty boiler, there's no suffix. Why? Hamaran lachar Rabbi Gamliel. But dear v'sarvasvina, we had all day yesterday. The lachar is like Rabbi Gamliel. We know that, and that's a misora that everybody had. So he couldn't have had a suffix about about that. Elavadai, certainly, b'tulom aligavri askina. And so that's what it must be, that he didn't have enough people to get him back all the way to the tchum. He had enough to get back within two amos of the tchum. Udrebi Eliezer kami ba'ilei. And the subject was, do we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer regarding the two amos outside the tchum issue? Period. There is just one ha'ara that the Ritva makes, that maybe it's not so pasha, it's still a chiddush, because this, what, when did Rebbe Gamliel say his shita? He said his shita by ones, where you were forced out, either by a ruach ra, like Machlokas Rashi Rambam, what that meant, or nachrim. Here it's not an ones. Here's shogeg. Right here you walked out, he was learning. That's not an ones. Nobody forced you out. Yeah? It's similar, it's like he spaced out, right? He spaced out. The question is, there's no external stimuli here that's forcing him to go out. It's his own learning. The question is, when you yourself space out, so is that called, you know, something external? So is that a good excuse? Or is that a good excuse when we just like are osek in Sapi? So the Ritva just has that ha'ara, that mikan muchach, that Rabbi Gamliel Shita is bein ba'onis bein b'shogeg, they're both the same in Yizet. So, but still the Gemara thinks it's pashut, that wouldn't be a chiddush, that wouldn't be a havamina to be mechalik between them. Because regarding this halacha, the issue must be, the rule is mazid versus everything else. If you go out yourself, we're not going to give you the kula, mashenkid, in all other cases. So that's why, again, in many areas of halacha, sometimes ones and shogeg are put in different categories. And here, either this is shogeg and it's still okay, or this is nechshav ones. Dekanami, the Gemara says there's even a diuk in the language of Rav Nachman, who answered Rav Chisda Safik. Remember, Rav Chisda said, what should we do about your Talmud? So there's a diuk in his answer that tips us off that really the question was about Rabbi Eliezer. Because what was the language? Dekamar le yikanes. What's the language? Build a mechitza of people and yikanes. What do you mean, and go in? If you build a mechitza up until the tchum, you're not going in anywhere. You're there. You don't have to go in anywhere. So the Gemara thinks that additional word of yikanes is mashma, my yikanes. What does that mean? La below mechitza. It must be that you build a mechitza and then you go in those last two amos without a mechitza. So that is the diuk just from the language of the words of Rav Nachman's answer. Okay, so that's the issue of building a mechitza with people on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Eisvei, talking about building mechitzas with people or with other objects on Shabbos. Eisvei or on Yantif, Eisvei Rav Nachman bar Yisankle Rava, Nafal Dofna. What happens if the wall of the sukkah falls down on Yantif? So, what kind of sukkah are we talking about? So Rashi here says, Nafal Dofna, first skinny line, shall sukkah, meaning a sukkah, like we all know what a sukkah is, a sukkah shel mitzvah. The Balamar here, and others, some other Rishonim say, no, I'm sorry, not the Balamar, the Ravid quoted in the Chachmei Asfar, the Rashban, the Ritva, say, no, come on, a regular sukkah, a hut. Right, we're going to get to later on why they might say that. But the Ritva is very adamant that we're talking about a sukkah shel mitzvah, and as we get later on the bottom of an aleph, we'll see why he says what he says, supporting Rashi. So nafal dofna, let's go with Rashi Pshat. Let's say the wall of your sukkah falls down. Lo yamid adam behem of a kalim. You're not allowed to put an animal or kalim there to fix up the broken wall. And Rashi quote notes, even though it doesn't look like binyan, because I'm sorry, let me do one more line, then we'll do Rashi. Lo yiskov es amita lefrosa l'asadin, and you can't take the bed that's in the middle of your sukkah to the side, make it into a wall, put a sheet over it, and that'll be your wall. Why? Why can you do any of these cases? Lefisha ain osin ol arai batchila. You're not allowed to make a temporary ohel to start originally, be yantif, even on yantif, ain't zarach lomer b'shabbos. And surely on Shabbos you can't do that, right? We had this based on a Mishnah, which we're going to quote in a second, in Masechah Shabbos, of Asiyas Ohel. We discussed there the whole issues of umbrellas a little bit, and other cases of Asiyas Ohel. But what does this Gemara say? That you're not allowed to take people and put them as a wall. You can't use people to make a wall on for your sukkah. So Huadin asks the Gemara, using people to make a mechitza. Right? We're comparing the dofen of sukkah to the mechitza of Shabbos. We've noted lumdis in the past. There might be differences that the mechitza of Shabbos, we noted b'shem Reb Chaim, mechitza of Shabbos is to create a heck of makom, to create a surrounded area. Is that a din dofen? A din dofen of a wall, you know, per se. But the Gemara here is not being mechalik. It's saying if you're not allowed to do it by sukkah, you shouldn't be able to do it by Shabbos. Rashi just here notes, in putting the bed there, even though it doesn't even look like building, it looks like you just, let's say you want to sweep up your sukkah. So you're going to move your bed to the side in order to get underneath. So Rashi says, it doesn't look like binyan. but and this is all a Drabbanan issue, but says Raji, still it's going to be Usser. Still it's going to be Usser. So says the Gemara, Kasha, how could you allow it by Nechemya? In this case, it's Usser. So Amar Lei, so Rava answers, one second, At Amar Li Miha, you're asking me a Kasha from what you just asked me. But I have another Brisa which is Soser that. I have another brisa which supports me. So again, we're gonna have to answer the brises. But either way, I have a brisa that supports me. What does it say? A person is allowed to make a wall in order that he could eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah. The yiskov has a mita, and he could put the mita there. V'yifrez al asadin k'deisha, and you could put the sheet on the bed and on the side. K'deisha lo tibo chama alameis, so that you'd be able to prevent the sun from going on a mace, the al ha'ochlin, or on food, or ruining food. But what do you see from here? That you're allowed to make the person into a dolphin. So don't bother me about the Nechemya. The question is, though, we have a stira and brises. Stira and brises. Just one ha'ara, though, before we answer the stira. Rashi here points out, important Rashi for sukkah issues. What does the Gemara say? You could put up the wall, k'deisha yochal v'yishte v'yashen. So look at Rashi. K'deisha yochal v'yishte v'yashen. Iker mitzvasa shel sukkah begibel dvarim halal. The iker mitzvah of sukkah is eating and drinking and sleeping. Right, so this is a huge issue in Masechah Sukkah in the Rishonim. Okay, we're not going to go through it all now. Question is, so we know teishu kein taduru. You have to live in the sukkah as you live in your house. You got to do everything in the sukkah. Question is, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tes, again based on the Rishonim. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Dina Yeshiva Sukkah, Ketzad Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, She Ochel V'Shose V'Yashenu Mitayel V'Darba Sukkah Shavas Hayamim. There's even some Rishonim that say you should daven in the sukkah. Others say no, you can't have proper kavana. But there's some Rishonim do everything in the sukkah. Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, Kederach Shu Darba Beso V'Sharim Osa Shana. Whatever you do in your house, the Kol Shavas Hayamim, all 7 days, Osa Adam Es Beso Arai V'Sukaso Keva. Right, make your house Arai temporary, and your sukkah has to be permanent. Bring in your kalim, bring in your beds. Again, the Ramah has his well-known formula for a couple of reasons why in Galus people don't sleep in the sukkah as much. Either way, that is the issue of sukkah, meaning everything you have to do in the sukkah. What about the bracha? That's the controversy. What about the bracha of Leishi Basukkah? Right, what did Rashi just say here? Achila, Shtiyah, Sheina, no chilek. And all of a sudden, the summary showing him say, Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This is the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch. Nahagu, in Tavrish Lamed Tes Ches. Right, Nagu. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Minhagim also. Nagu she'en mevarchem ala sukkah ela b'shas achila. Even though you could be in the sukkah for 5 hours learning and reading and sleeping, no bracha. That's the minhag. V'hachi nahog, says the Rama. So the Mechaber and the Rama both. Okay, deloka harambam. If you're a Rambam man, okay, you make a bracha every time you walk in. But Nagu. And the Mishnah Berurah here says, why? This is a problem, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even though, look what we just saw in Rashi. Yeshiva, achila, Shasiya, Yeshena, Sharikam Yeshiva Amida Gamba. You get a mitzvah every second, Teshu Kainta Duru, but says the Mishnah Berurah, Mina Kol Ha'olam, Kedas HaPoskim, She'enem Bavarachim Ela B'Shas Achila. And even if you sit there for a while before you eat, you don't make a bracha. See, Kol Zachronim, that you shouldn't put yourself into the situation. Meaning, whatever, you go into a sukkah, you're supposed to eat something. So therefore, you'll be able to make a bracha. But again, Be'ikir Hadin, this bracha does not reflect the fact that sleeping is not part of the mitzvah. Of course it's part of the mitzvah. For certain reasons, we don't make a bracha when we sleep in the sukkah, when we walk into the sukkah. But you should know, Be'ikir Hadin, the Ikir Mitzvah of Yeshiva, as Rashi here says in Erevin, that Achila, Shasiya, and Shena are all part of the Ikir Mitzvah. The reason why you don't make a bracha on sleeping is because you don't fall asleep. Maybe you won't fall asleep. Okay, it might be a reason, but lamaisa, you go to sleep at the end of the day, right? We paskin that it's impossible for a person to not sleep for 3 days, right? If you make a neder, Rabbi writes in the Chazadar, make a neder, you're not going to sleep for 3 days. So then the neder is like one of the it's a false neder, because it's like you make a neder, you're not going to eat for 2 weeks, right? So it's a false neder, and you can eat tomorrow, right? You can sleep tonight. Why? Because you can't. So maybe in that case, maybe after 3 days, you got to fall asleep eventually. But again, in a chinami,
maybe you have to do some kind of
ma'isa. Again, you have to look in the reasons of the Rishonim and Sukkah. But again, some of these are true, but still, you did a ma'isa. You walk into the Sukkah. Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah. What about learning in the Sukkah? What about playing, I don't know, playing a game in the Sukkah? That's a ma'isa. Okay, why daven achilas shiyah? So you say that's the most kavua thing, that's the most, you know, uniform action. But either way, we should know that on Sukkah, everything we do in the Sukkah is really part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. We don't make a bracha, except, you know, we find other models that you make a bracha only when you do a certain, even building a Sukkah. right? That's a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah, right? Then it says that that's part of the, it's a special type of hechsher mitzvah. But still, we pass against the Yerushalmi that you don't make a brach. Okay, continues the Gemara. Where are we up to here? So Nehemiah, Nehemiah had this wall of people built around him. So the Gemara says, how could you build this wall of people around him? Right? You have a brisa that says you can't, but you have a brisa that says you can. So how do you answer these two, this stira and brisas? So just keep in mind the two brises. The first brise is where the wall falls down and you can't build it. The second one is, oh, so the chaver adofa and he can make it. So there are three possible answers the Gemara gives for the answer of the steer and the brises. Number one, lo kasha. First, oh, kasha na dadi. So lo kasha, no kasha. Ha, Rabbi Elazar, ha, Rabbanan. Maybe it's a machlokas between Rabbaz and the Rabbanan. Meaning, ditznan, the Mishnah we had in Shabbos, kufchav hei, pekakach alon. Where you have an opening in the window. Remember the olden days, the windows used to put a board in the window in order to close up the hole. So are you allowed to do that? Let's say you have a pekakach alon on Shabbos or Yantav. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer b'zman shekasher v'talui, Rabbi Eliezer says when it is tied, connected to the house, and it's hanging, it's not dragging, pokuk and bow. So then you're allowed to use it because that's called, as we'll see, a hosafa on an olarai. V'imavim pokuk and bow. So then, or it's made to do that, and if it's not kasher v'talui, you can't use it. The Gemara there remembers discuss. You need both. You need one or the other. Chum say no. Either way, you could use it. So therefore, isn't this maybe this is the machlokas tanam of the brises? The one who says aser is Rabbi Elazar. That was the first brisa. The second brisa, which says mutter, says that's the rabbanan. So Gemara says no, that doesn't work. Everybody agrees you can't make an olri batchila if you don't have one. To make it, you can't do that. Everybody agrees to that. Lo nechlo lahosu. The only machlokas between them is to be mosif on an olri. Shrav Eliezer Amar ain mosif and biyantif. Veis Rachlam Rishav. Rabbi Elazar says you can't be mosif, and what's allowed is something even less than an olri. When it's kashur v'talui, we said that it's even less than an olri being mosif. No, Mosif and Shabbos, Vitzrach Lerner, Biyantav, question mark. So therefore, what do you see? That everybody agrees that to do it in the first place is a problem. And that's what we're talking about in our case. Remember, the wall fell down. So you're putting it up in the first place, the wall. So therefore, you can't say that's the Machlokas Tanon. So we reject that. One Ha'ara, Rashi and Shabbos, and it's quoted here also in Tosfos and Pekak, Rashi had said, what's an Ohel? An Ohel is Dafka, something on the roof. Rashi had said that we're talking about a skylight. We're not talking about a wall on the side. But a skylight, because that's what OL is. Brought a couple of rises to that. Tosfos asks on Rashi, Rabbi Natan says, no, OL is even a mechitza. And one of his rises from our Gemara. Because our Gemara is comparing this case to the case of the dofen of the sukkah. Right? So therefore, it's vade on the side. So we have to answer up for Rashi, but that's what how Tosfos, one of Rabbi Natan's strong rises, is this Gemara. So the Gemara says, you have to have another answer. Elo lo kasha. A different suggestion, Hak Rebbe Meir, Hak Rebbe Yehuda. Maybe the two brises are Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. Which are Meir Rebbe Yehuda? Titania. Remember, one brisa that says you could make a wall for your sukkah that fell down with people on Yantif, and the other one says you can't. So who are the opinions? Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. Titania, Asa, Lebehema, Dofen, La Sukkah. Let's say you use an animal for your wall of your sukkah. Rebbe Meir, Posel, Rebbe Yehuda, Machshir. Rebbe Meir says it's Pasel. Why? Because Rashi says the animal might walk away. Right, Rebbe Meir says it's possible, and Rebbe Yehuda says machshir. Other Gemara say maybe the animal will die, and I'll walk away. We had a little discussion of this earlier in Erevin when we talk about what do you like to use to make a lechi. Bakolas al chayam afilo balechayim. We discussed there. What about a get? What about other context earlier in the Masechta? But machlokas here, whether you use an animal to make your wool. So it says the Gemara, Rebbe Meir took a puzzle. Rebbe Meir who says it's puzzle, meaning it's no good for a wool and sukkah. Hasam over there. Amal amachitzi. See, it must be that it's worthless. Right, it's not a mechitza, so it's not significant. So hakashari, it's a lot mitik of it. So you'd be able to do that on Yantif because you're not doing anything. So if you'd be able to do it on Yantif, Rabbi Yehuda, and that is the second brisa. Rabbi Yehuda took a machshir hasam, but Rabbi Yehuda says it's a good wall. Alma mechitzahi, therefore it's a good mechitza. But haka asar. So here he would say it's asar to put it up because it's significant, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do it. So that's a suggestion number two. That is a machlokas tanan. So the Gemara is about to reject this for one reason. Rashi points out there's a very another pashut reason the Gemara could have asked. The Gemara could have said, what did we just say? According to Rabbi Meir, it's mutter to do this because you're not doing anything. Then what are you doing? It says you want to do it because you want to eat in the sukkah. So you're not doing anything, you can't eat in your sukkah. So yeah, okay, you're allowed to do it, mitzat hilchas sukkah. But you can't eat in your sukkah, so why are you doing that? So Rashi says, in achinami. The Gemara could have asked that, we reject it for a different reason. But you read the Gemara, you're like, so you're not doing anything, so it's mutter. Okay, so why are you doing it? You want to eat in your sukkah. The wall fell down. So Rashi says, in achinami, the Gemara could have asked that. Number one. Question number two, also, just ta'ara, Tosfos on the bottom here, the fourth to last line. Tosfos quotes the Sar Mikutsi. Sar Mikutsi says, this answers the Seer of Brises, but how does this work with the story of Nehemiah? We're also trying to fit in that story. It says the Sar Mikutzi, four lines from the bottom, that we're not Mataritz Klum, this is a Machlokas no Chasukah. But we still didn't explain, you know, why you'd be able to do it with people over there. Right? So whether it's significant or not. So we didn't answer over there. So the Sar Mikutzi says, maybe Venir Lafarish, no, the point is that according to Rabbi Meir, he only passes for Sukkah because it's not going to last for 7 days. But even he would agree that by Nehemiah it would be okay. Why? Because you don't need it for 7 days. You need it for 5 minutes until the guy can get back in the tchum. So that's what it really means, that this is the Machlok Rabbi Yehuda, and even Rabbi Meir, who says it's possible by Sukkah, that's only because it's not a Machitza that would stand for 7 days. But, see, Venir Lafarish, three lines from the bottom. The Hachi Pirusha, the Kivet Shabosu Rabbi Meir, Lazayin Yemei Sukkah, if a mere apostles for the 7 days of Sukkot. She'eni cholam, sham kol zayin, gabi nechem yeshari lachadchila. According to nechem, you'll be mutter. Ava gav de mahani, even though it's significant, lachashiv ela tosefes ba'alma. Kivish also mechitz en ruhi lezayin. So you have this middle status. It would be enough, but it wouldn't be really called making a mechitza. It would be called a hosafa, because it's not a one that's going to last. It's people. They're not going to stay there for so long. So that's the pshat, how he works it in, that it would be significant. But the Gemara is about to reject this, and there's some because he says the Gemara rejects it, according to his pshat, in that, so it's significant, so it's still called making a mechitza, so it's still going to be a problem. But now let's see the Gemara. Vitizvara, so we just had possibility number two, how to explain the Seers and Brises. Says the Gemara Vitizvara, but I have a logical question against you. Amar, the Shamis, the Rabbi Meir. Behema, when did Rabbi Meir say it's pasul and it's not a good wall for sukkah and therefore it's not significant and therefore it would be mutter to do on yantif? When does he say that? Only by an animal. That's the machlokas with Rabbi Yehuda. Adam v'kelim mishamislei. Who says that the same would apply by people and kelim? Right? Maybe a person. We're not choshes that he's going to walk away. So therefore, and that's the case we're talking about here, using people. So how could he say he would say the same thing? Visu. Furthermore, Rabbi Meir, I'll leave it to man. Even if you want to plug in Rabbi Meir to that brisa, which other sheet of the Tanam is he going like? Ialibid Rabbi Eliezer, if he's going like the Rabbi Eliezer regarding Ohel on Shabbos and Yontif, Lohosef Nam Yasser. Rabbi Eliezer, it says you can't even be Mosef on an Olarai. So you can't use people who even Lachad Chila, Vialibid Rabbanon, and if he's going according to the Rabbanon, Amer Dami Rabbanon Lohosef Lachil Miyamar, even Rabbanon only Matel Lohosef, but here you're making the wall in the first place. So with the people. So again, we're stuck. How do we explain this machlokes in Brises? So first try was Rabbi Rabbanan, rejected. Second try, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, rejected. Now, try number three. And this is going to hold up. Ella, three lines from the bottom. Ella v'havaha Rabbanan. Really, we're in the sheet of the Rabbanan. Again, the Rabbanan who say what? That you're allowed to be Mosif on an Olarai on Shabbos, Kol Shekein Yantif. Ah, so how do you answer the Sira? The Kalim, a Kalim Lokasha. What's the difference between the first Brisa that says you can't put Kalim there, and the second one says that you can put Kalim and Asad in there? We're going to go through each object. You'll see why. What's the answer? Habadofen Shlishas, Habadofen Revias. Are we talking about the third wall or the fourth wall? Obviously, we know that a sukkah has to have three walls. The Mishnah Sukkah says at least two and a little bit, which is an extra of the third. But a sukkah by minimum has three walls. So putting up the third wall, that's an isser on Yantif, because then that's an asiyas ohel. But the fourth wall, that's mosif on an ohel. You want to make your sukkah warm. You want to put up a fourth wall. So that's mutter. Because then you're not being, that's not making an ohel. You already have a halachic ohel. You're just adding on. So the first brisa that said is usser, that's talking about making the third wall. It says nafal dofna. Right? That's what the Gemara says right now. De kanami, I'll prove to you that the case that's usser is the case that's usser is the case where the third wall fell down. Diktani nafal dofna shmamina. Because it's a case where the wall, its wall fell down. It's mashma that a wall that you need, mashma the third wall fell down. But in the other case, the second case, which is mutter, that's a case where it was the fourth wall that fell down, and that's why it's mutter. Shmamina. Fine. That explains the sira regarding the kalim issue. Ella, adam adam kasha. What about the issue of Adam? Why can't you say the same thing with Adam, the third wall and the fourth wall? That you can't say. Because if you look back in the Brisa, Rashi explains this, look back in the Brisa, the first Brisa says, if your wall fell down, you can't put Adam and Kalim there. And in the second Brisa, it says, you could put Adam there in order to be able to eat, drink, and sleep. Especially, you're dealing with the third wall here. It's mashma, without this wall, the case that's mutter. Without this wall, you can't eat there. Then it says you could put the kalim there in order to protect the mace and the food. So regarding the kalim, you could say it's talking about the fourth wall. But regarding the people, you can't say the mota case is the fourth wall, because it says you're putting the man there, the person there, in order to be able to eat and to drink and to sleep there. So you have to give a different answer for Adam. Ela Adam Adam Kasha. So my answer is Adam Adam and Ami Lo Kasha. No, there's also no stira. Why? Kan Ladas. Kan Shelo Ladas. The difference is, do the people know that they're being used for a mechitza? That's the issue. If they know they're being used for a mechitza, that's aser. They're not allowed to know that they're being used for a mechitza. But if they don't know, that's good. Why not? So Rashi says, because if they know, that's more derech binyan bakach. If they know they're going there and they're going to stand there as the wall, that's more of Mechzik Derech Binyan, and therefore it's a problem. Actually, if they don't know, they're just going there, they're standing there, there's no Derech Binyan. And the way some Achronim explain Rashi that why is it Derech Binyan if they don't know? Because they can leave any second. If they know that they're a Mechitza, they're not going to leave. They're going to function as a Mechitza. That's why that's a real bona fide quasi Mechitza. Therefore it's a problem. If they don't know, it's okay, because they might walk away any moment. They think they're just playing a game or something. And therefore, it's not a real binyan, and that's why it's mutter as long as they are there. The Ran, and the Chiddush Rani has a little different shot. He uses the Lashon Av Shamilsa. Av Shamilsa is usually the Lashon of, you know, if you have a machine, a loud machine working for you on Shabbos, so then, you know, people might think you did a malach, you turned it on, it's Aser. But the Ran says Av Shamilsa here, and are people going to think that if you could use people as a mechitza, you could also use kalim, which we know is more of a problem. So says the Ran, that's the issue. If people know that they're functioning as a mechitza, they say, hey, I'm allowed to do this. Okay, I'm going to go home and build one with kalim. If they don't know, then you don't have that chash. Either way, that's why ladas is aser. Shlo ladas is mutter. And this is what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Samach Beis, where this is discussed, says the Shulchan Aruch, but what I quoted before, even P, if they stand within three tefachim of each other, says, V'hu shalo yedu, shehu amdu l'shei mechitza, as long as they don't know, v'afilu echanayim yodeya aser, even if only one, there's one break in the chain, even though there's only one break, one person that knows is aser, v'afilu imlo hodiam, let's wait a minute for that line, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch baskins. It's important to note that the Ramah says, v'ein lasus mechitza shal b'nei adam, rak b'shas atzorach u'b'shas atchak. Even though we have this blot of Gemara about this, Bismana said we don't do this, unless there's a real, real Tzorach Gadol, that to make this Mechitza Shel B'nei Adam. Generally, we don't do it, says the Rama. According to Shibali Halakat. Okay, but there's another Har in the Rama, which we'll get to in a second. Let's read two more lines. Says the Gemara, okay, so it has to be Shalol Ladas. One second, Adrem Nechemia, Breder Mechenloi Ladas, Ave. That story, what happened there? Nechemia, the whole daf started today. Nechemia was outside, Ave, what are you going to do? Okay, help him out, bring people out there. That was Ladas. Didn't they know what they were doing? No, Shalom Ladas Ave, they didn't know. They didn't know why. So Rabbi Yohanan in the back says, no, they were going out to like, they saw he walked outside their tchum, so they're going out to commiserate with him. Ave, I'm so sorry. So it just so happened, they went out and they formed a circle around him. Oh, they were going out to be matama on him. Well, look at this guy, he's just standing here doing nothing. So the Nachamo Latamo. So either way, they were Shalom Ladas. That's what the story happens. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda mi Ladas Havi. Rav Chisda was the one that gathered them, but he was Ladas. So the Gemara said, no, he wasn't one of the minyan. He wasn't included. He was just like the organizer. Rav Chisda Shalom in HaMinyan Havi. Rav Chisda was Shalom in HaMinyan. Let's continue. Hanu b'nei ganana da'ilu ma'i b'mechitza shel b'nei adam. They were the b'nei ganana. We had these a couple days ago. So those old canopy makers again. Those canopy makers that brought in water with the mechitza shel b'nei adam. Meaning there was water outside of Rosh Hashanah. They wanted to bring it in. Therefore, they made a mechitza shel b'nei adam and they were able to bring in the water. Nagdin hu Shmuel. Shmuel gave them lashes. Shmuel whipped them. Amar im amru shalola b'das. Yom ladas. Right, fine, shalola das. It will be okay. But ladas, to do it not with knowledge, that people know, that's not good. So therefore, he gave them malchus. Right, you find in many places that the Amorim took the law into their own hands, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, of it in his gina l'nafshe. First of all, he takes his law into his own hands, especially batei dinim. So here, with the chiv malchus, malchus mardus, you know, he gave it to them. Han hu ziki davi shadin baristika de mechuza. There was ziki. What's ziki? Rashi says no dose. There were these pitchers, these jugs that were on the, they were Rava's jugs. They were in the street in mechuza. So bahadi to asi Rava mi pirke. When Rava finished his shir and his whole entourage was walking him back to wherever he was going, so the whole street was full of people. So Rava Shamash says, hey, this is a great time to use this heter. So he goes, picks up the jugs because all people are around, and he brings them home to Rava's house. So Ailinu Nile, so he brought them in with this mechitzah shel bnei adam. L'shavsa achrisi, the following week, boyalenu, the shamish was about to do it again. The asa lehu, Rava says, no, you can't do it. Why? Tahavile kiladas the aser, because now it's kiladas. What is kiladas? It means even if people aren't functioning, they did it last Shabbos. If they did it last Shabbos, then they can't do it the Shabbos again, because now they already know. And that's what Agos Hashri here says. Agos Hashri on the Rosh, he says, Mikan medaktik maharam debrei adam sha'asan pam achas mechitza. If you were once used for this heter, and you functioned as a mechitza, ein la'asosan od mechitza. You can't do it again. Afagat habishalola das, no shema yargishu. Maybe you're going to realize, because you already, they used you once. You're like, what's going on here? And you'll realize you're being used in mechitzas again, and that's why it's not allowed. But the Ritva here is another ha'ara, and that is, these people, maybe right when the Shamash picked it up, maybe they saw what he was doing, and they're like, hey, he's using me as a mechitza. Says the Ritva, that's mutter. If at least betchila, when they were set up, it was shelo ladas, even if they realized later on, they could still function as the mechitza, at least this time. Because again, maybe it's according to Rashi's pshat, it's not derech binyan because it wasn't set up this way, it's not av shemilsa because they saw it originally was shelo ladas, but either way, says the Ritva, that's what you see from this Gemara, and that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The next line I didn't read. Shulchan Aruch says, afilu im lo hodiim sha'ozim mechitzas ata im karva davar sheyedu lo yesem mechitza od. I'm sorry, that was the Agos Hashri in there. Even if they find out late, if they did it once, you're not going to be able to do it again with them. And then says the Shulchan Aruch, im bo mitchila shelo ladas, if they originally didn't know, then even though they're markish afterwards, ein lachush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, ein lachush reragola ritva. That's the ritva on our sugya. Fine. Levi Ailu Leitivna, Levi used to bring in his straw with this mechitza people. Ziri Aspasta, also another kind of straw. Rav Simi Barachia, Maya, he's bringing water, and all these make a mechitza b'nei Adam, Shalola Das. Okay, next Mishnah. Continuing the discussion of going outside the Tchum. So the first Mishnah in the parak spoke about if you went outside the Tchum because of Gayim, Nachrim, because of Ruach Ra. So here, what happens? B'si Yosef Rishus. Let's say you went out with Rishus. Rashi here explains, you went out for Eidus HaChodesh. Or you went out to Lahatzim and Agayas. Right? You went out Hatzalah. You got a Hatzalah call. You went outside your Tchum. Right? Umin HaNahar. Oh, from the Nahar. Oh, Chachama Habay Leleid. You can have it tomorrow. I'll let you say it. Chachama Habay Leleid. Or a midwife. Or a midwife who is going to help deliver. So all these cases, obviously, Rishus. You went out Rishus. V'yomru lo kvar nasa maisa. And they say, and on your way, they say, oh, it's already done. It's already done for an asamaisa. So Yeshua Paimam Lachal Ruach. You still have 2,000 amos to each side. You went outside your tchum, you don't have only 4 amos. You have 2,000 amos from wherever you are. Remember, if you're in a new tchum, then you have the issue of Rabbi Gamliel from the last Mishnah. Let's say you're not in a new tchum. You're just in the middle of nowhere, you're on the way, and they told you, you don't have to come anymore, you have a Paimam Lachal Ruach. So I didn't look at them before I showed them the Mishnayis, but I thought, so Ha'ara, we know the Mishnayis in Rosh Hashanah talk about if you go out for Eidus HaChodesh, and you get there, they don't tell you that, oh, we don't need you anymore, go home. Because they're not going to come the next time. So they say, come on, join us. You make a feast for them. You don't have any Eidah because you want them to come the next time. So here, I guess, I don't know, did they violate Kfar Nasa Maisa? Or did they make him the Suda? I mean, once they got, maybe they didn't get to Yerushalayim. But from that, those Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah says you're not supposed to do that. But either way, maybe I didn't look enough, but that's just a ha'ara on the Mishnah. So it says, Yishalayim Lach Ruch. So if you go out, you still have 2,000 Amos L'chol Ruch. Im Haya B'tocha Tchum. If you are still within the Tchum, we'll get to what that means, 2 days in the Gemara, Ki'ilu lo yatsa, it's as if you didn't go out. What does that line mean? We'll get to it in a minute. Kol hayotzim lahatzil chosin l'mkoman. Last line of the Mishnah, anybody who goes out to save Hatzalas defashes, chosin l'mkoman could go back to their place. Right, and this is one of the Hatterim, it's called the Mesechus Beitza, Hitivus Sofan Mishum Tchilasan. They're allowed to come back because if they aren't allowed to go in the first place, so then they wouldn't go in the first place, and you don't want them to have that. And that's what Tosa says on the top here. Tosa says, Kol de lo chashim per chama de Beitza, why isn't this included in the list in Beitza of Hitivus Sofan Mishum Tchilasan? Because all those have a Chiddush. This is Pashat. This is Pashat, therefore it is Mutter. Alright, this relates to the well-known Machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Machlokas between different Hatzalas. Again, who do you paskin like? Machlokas is, the Gemara says, you're allowed, Hitivus Sofan Mishum Tchilasan. The question is, could a Hatzalah driver drive back? Drive back after he has a Hatzalah call on Shabbos. Assuming, let's say, that they have enough ambulances, enough people in the original place. If there could be another Mamash Hatzalah call, this is the only ambulance of the neighborhood, of course you have to go back. Because it's something Bikoch Nefesh, you have to have the ambulance there. But let's say, it's not that case. You have enough people there, you have enough, so you're allowed to go back. So there's a machlokas whether you could drive back, what you could drive back, whether you could violate a d'oraisa in going back. Rav Moshe Feinstein even has the heter that you're even allowed to drive back. Even b'isur d'oraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman said no. If you look in all the gemaras, it's only isur d'rabbanan that are allowed. Itzur esof imishim tchilasa, not d'oraisas. Rav Moshe's chiddush and many atzolos are makel based on Rav Moshe, and that is even d'oraisas. So again, to have a non-Jew drive the ambulance back, it's fine according to everybody. But to do a d'oraisa to get back. That's the machlokas, and again, every atzala has their own posek. That is the issue of Yitzir Tzof, this Mishnah. This line, which the Gemara is going to talk about a little bit here, more of it's in Beitza, but that's the discussion. The orais of a sabi bikoch nefesh, yes. That's not, but here, he threw a sabi bikoch nefesh, there's no bikoch nefesh b'fanecha. There's no bikoch nefesh right here. Like I said, if there's no ambulance there, you need it there, that. But let's say you don't need it there. There are other people there, there are other places. So that's the suffix. So says the Gemara, what does that middle line mean? My imhaya besocha tchum k'ilu lo yatsa. What does that mean? It says, if you went out, you still have 2,000 amos. And if you're still within the tchum, it's as if you didn't go out. So we'll just read these two opinions. And then the Gemara, continuing, is going to talk about these two opinions. Amar Rabba Hachika Amar. Rabba says, you know what it means? What does it mean if you're betochat chum? Im haya besochat chum shelo ki ilo lo yata mitoch beis odami. It means that if you went out and you still haven't left your original chum, it's as if you didn't leave your house. That's what the Mishnah means. Gemara says pshita. Okay, so what's the chiddush? If you didn't leave your chum, you're still in your chum. So what's the chiddush? So Gemara says no. Mahu the tema hol va'akar akar. You might have said you're kavana. You're heading out. Now you're at the 1800 amma marker. You're heading out. You have kavana to be out. So you might have said that your das has changed your makam shvisa, and therefore wherever you end up, that's your new center for Shabbos. That you might have said because you had kavana. Let's say kamashmalan. You don't say the kamashmalan if you didn't go out. You're just like b'nei ha'ir, and therefore it's not a problem. Rav Simi Bar Chiya Amar, no. Rav Simi Bar Chiya says, no, different shot. Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah means. Im hayu tchumin shenasal l'chachamim mivla'in besocha tchum shelo. No, it means if you went out of your tchum, but your new 2,000 amos, where you are, overlaps with your old tchum, so then, ki lo yasemi tchumo. That is as if you didn't go back out of your original tchum, that's the kuli, and therefore as long as your 2,000 amos are within, could get you to within your old chum, you can go back home and everything's fine. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's an interesting machlokas aposkim here. The Sharat Zion quotes it in Siman Tav Zayin. Is this that you, do you have to go back to your old chum? What if you want to be in your new chum and you want to go somewhere else to another direction? So is it a heter or is it a chiyam? So the Sharat Zion is noteh to say that it is just allowed. It's not mechuyim. In Tav Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Umashma milasha Shulchan Aruch dimshav letchumo." If you went back, could you go back to where you started from? If you went back to your original chum, could you still have those extra 2,000 amos? So it sounds like for the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, that no, you can't. The chum only gave it to you in order to get back to your original chum. But then the Sharat Zion in Ozdal it says, but you have to go back there. But then he says, but he could go whichever direction until he goes back. Once he goes back, fine, he doesn't have the extra 2,000 amos. But until that time, he has the choice. This is a machlokas amoraim. What is the pshat of that line of the Mishnah? We'll stop here, and the Gemara is just going to talk a little bit now, for the next couple lines, about that, about those 2 days, and then get into the issue of kol ha'yosun lahatzil chozulim komen. Okay? Have a good Shabbos. Today, Shiva Zechanishmas. Stewie, what's the Yosef and Yitzchak Nechemya?